don't get why Grandma saved all these old teacups. They don't even match. Why are they so valuable?
They're special to her because of their stories. Reminds me of how God loves us. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today. One of my most treasured possessions is a guitar passed down to me by my uncle. Now, the guitar is worth a lot of money, but more important than that are the memories I have of him teaching me how to play it. Remember, you are priceless to God, too. He loved you so much that he gave his only son, Jesus, to save you and call you his child. That's how much he loves you. Deuteronomy 7:6 says, "The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession." Our story today is called Teacups and Train Sets. In the attic's dim light, Andrew could see many interesting things: boxes of Christmas ornaments, piles of photo albums, and trunks filled with camping equipment. He and Dad were hunting for Dad's old train set from when he was Andrew's age. "What's this?" asked Andrew, stumbling across a large wooden crate with dozens of items wrapped in newspaper. Wondering what was inside, he began to unravel one. He was disappointed to discover an old-fashioned teacup painted with rambling roses. "Be careful with that," said Dad. "That looks like Grandma Joan's teacup collection. It's very precious to your mom." Andrew was puzzled. "What's so precious about a box full of teacups?" he asked. "Didn't Mom tell you the story? Grandma Joan collected teacups from every place she ever visited. She had teacups from all over the world." Andrew's eyes grew wide. Perhaps the teacups weren't so boring after all. "They're not everybody's cup of tea," continued Dad, obviously pleased with his awful joke. "But this collection was Grandma Joan's treasured possession." "What do you mean?" asked Andrew. "Like her very favorite thing?" "Exactly," said Dad. "Over the years, those teacups became very valuable. She could have sold them at a high price, but she wouldn't think of it. They held a lot of memories." Andrew smiled. Now he understood. The teacups reminded her of all the places she'd visited. "Do you know there's a verse in the Bible about God's treasured possession?" asked Dad. Andrew was intrigued. "God has a treasured possession? What is it?" "Well," said Dad, "it's you and me, and all of God's people all over the earth. We're so valuable to him that he was willing to pay a high price so we could be his. He sent his son Jesus to die for our sins so that we could have a relationship with him." Dad blew away years of dust from a large rectangular box. "And speaking of favorite things, this was definitely mine when I was your age." He opened the box. "Here she is, the Red Rocket." Andrew hurried over to have a look at the red locomotive. "Wow, it's so awesome. Can we set it up today, Dad, please?" "Okay," said Dad. "Let's go." Well, how about you? Do you have a treasured possession? Is it valuable? You can tell how valuable something is by the price someone is willing to pay for it. God's people are his treasured possession. He paid the highest price, the life of his son Jesus, to make you one of his children. That's how much he loves you. You are valuable to him. Our key verse is Deuteronomy 7:6.
"The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession."
And our key thought for today: you are valuable to God. When you support Keys for Kids, you're supporting the gospel overseas. Support Keys for Kids during our week of giving at keysforkids.net/week of giving. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.